Blog Talk Radio.
Al Porter. Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Q-T on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Q-T on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block, and Q-T got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No Google Chrome, cause search ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't last in my lines, I'm opening people minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah.
Now this program only goes until 10 p.m., but I can promise you right now, we are going to go to our phone callers. If you just give me a moment to welcome everybody to Al Porter Man in the Street, chapter 12, verse 26 already. That M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation, an acronym for Music Activism News. For those listening to BBCI Radio on blogtalkradio.com, we appreciate it, but you can do like our other three phone callers and call 646-478-0944 as well. If you're sending in any music or commercial, send it MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Three disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three. You may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent, or go back on hold. Change your mind, call back, or press 1. Now, I need to let you all know, Common Sense Radio airs Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. Instagram is the page for J.R. Alfred Porter. You can check out on Facebook, Joseph, M-O-T-L-E-Y, J.R. period. Facebook, Kent and Angelica. That's Angelica with a K. You can Facebook HHWorkshopRecords.com. Facebook, I'm a Superwoman Radio for classic episodes at www.3342music.com. For Super Producer, Emax the Image, R&B hip-hop producer. OPN Radio is Monday, 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WeUpRadio.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. You can Facebook Alfred Porter, JR period, with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. Also, you can remember, if you can, the web page of blackonblackcleveland.com or the Facebook page of Pete Weeks. Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show airs Tuesdays, 6:30 p.m. on voiceitradio.com. Tomorrow, Hurricane Bang. Facebook, Black on Black Crime, Inc. You can catch www, if you're looking for work, www.templabor.org. Website of thelogtv.com, the Twitter page, Alfred Porter JR1 and Al Porter JR1. We are Cleveland on YouTube channel. We are Cleveland Power Groove Records. I'm looking at 5 phone callers. We're going to make this as easy as we can on everyone, but I would be remiss if I didn't remind people that when it comes to looking good home improvement, looking good home improvement, residential, commercial, remodeling, and new construction, licensed and bonded, 24/7 emergencies, violation list repairs, door installation and repairs, flooring, tile and wood, plastering and painting, bath, kitchen, remodel, carpentry, and decks, please reach them at the number of 216-205-7247, 216-205-7247. Let them know you heard it here. Or on the web of LOOKINGGOODHOMEIMPROVEMENT.com. Now, I like the phone callers being on. So what I can do is we have five of y'all. So what I'll do and make the attempt to do is give you our top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment in our region. Number 10 debuting Actual Tannis. He has a couple of very controversial songs out. Number 9 debuting, the official Hurricane Bang era has begun. He will be on voiceitradio.com tomorrow. Hot new music video with a super group that will debut at the end of the week on his birthday. Number 8 debuting, ooh-wee. Okay, Black House Sound, new music videos, and that is on the YouTube page of Joseph Motley Jr. That's number 8. Number 7 debuting, Honesty Blade, the concert he did last night. You had CUMR in attendance and all of that. But what were the top 6? We're going to chop it up and go to each one between phone callers. Let me go to the 216. 309, we're going to start off with you, 216-309. We got an hour, but 216-309, who am I talking to?
Hello, everybody out there in Radio Land. My name is Valandra Brenda A. Fomar, as my colleagues will call me, Queen B. How's everybody doing out there in Radio Land?
Excellent, excellent. Thank you.
Happy belated birthday, big bruh.
Oh, man, I appreciate that. Thank you.
And you know mine's the same day, too.
I was waiting for that. I knew you were going to throw that in there on me. So now I get a chance to say happy belated birthday as well, Queen B. We both share such a powerful birthday. And with that being said, talk to me about what's going on with you. I know you have a message.
Oh, yeah, yeah, most definitely, most definitely. I feel good, and I feel younger. I feel younger. But God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good in every day of our lives. You know what I'm saying? Every day. He got us here for a purpose and a reason on this earth. All I can say is... be kind to one another and love one another, because we live in a perilous times right now.
Tell the truth.
We living in some perilous times right now. I was looking at the news and the 5 men down there in that so-called submarine tank, I call it. I don't know. Maybe that's how God wanted to go out. It was the son,
that,
the father,
yes,
and the other 3 friends. May they rest
That's
in
true.
Peace. May they rest in peace. You
oh,
know,
man.
I don't know why they keep going down there looking for stuff and ain't forced to go down there and look for stuff. That God made the earth all over as well as the water. Half of the earth is water, you know. I hope everybody know that. And I don't know why they keep sitting that thing down there to see what they were looking for. Whatever they was looking for, you know, they didn't get it. It's still... being excited.
Yes, I do.
Maybe do, you know. So all I can say, we got to pray for one another, because we're living in some mean times right now. Mean
yes,
times.
Yes, we do. Mm-hmm.
I never seen that in my life. I never, since I've been on this earth, coming up as a kid. And it wasn't nothing like we was coming up, Al. It's all totally
different.
And
you're right about that.
It's totally different.
Very different.
Totally different.
Yes, it is.
And then we got to come together, you know, as a rainbow color. You know, not about the
That's
black
true.
And the white and the white and the black and the Puerto Ricans and the Italians and this and that. And we just got to come together on one branch tree. Like we're hanging from the tree with apples hanging. That's what we need to start
That's right.
hanging together. And I isn't the radio, the workshop, is this Saturday?
Actually... It, even though it's takes the break for the summer. Believe it or not, there'll be a hip-hop workshop at the East Cleveland Library, and we'll be talking about that within another week.
Okay. So
on the 8th of July.
Okay, then. Okay. I can come to that. I'm going to come to that.
Yes, you can.
All I can say, Jesus is a love song. I'm going to say Jesus is a love song. I love the song by the Clark sister. Jesus is a love song. Jesus is a love song. You can call it early in the morning. You can call it in the afternoon. Whoa. You can call it in the midnight hour. You can call him anytime, yeah. Jesus is, well, a love song. Ah, yeah, Jesus is, yeah, a love song.
That's appreciated.
Appreciate it.
Yes, I've heard you sing live in front of crowds of people. So to hear you come through and bless us with that voice.
Thank you so much. As I say every week, I love everybody. There's nothing you can do about it. I'm going to sign on off. Peace out. Y'all have a blessed evening and a blessed week. May your day be blessed each and every day of y'all lives. Love to love from Queen B. I'm signing off. Peace out.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate that. See how, ooh-wee, she knows it's an hour program, so she was straight to the point. Let me go to that 216-548 and see what's on your mind in between. We'll go to some of those other six top 10 things that's going on. But 216-548, how you doing out there?
We need a song that disrupts the atmosphere. We need a song that God will hear. We need a song that invokes kings and queens. We need a song that all nations will come together and sing. Oh, we are holy, holy, yes we are. Oh, we are holy, holy, yes we are. We need a song. We need a song, a melody, a beat, a rhythm, a tone. We need a song to change the atmosphere of all this violence in the land and all this hate and envy and bitterness and strife. We need a song. It says that the music calms the savage beast. We need a song. We need a song, Mr. Porter. We need a song. Jehoshaphat had a singer for a song for the victory. We need a song for some victory right now. We need a song. This is Apostolette, Reverend Pamela M. Peterson, the President of Canada, for the United States of America for the 2024 presidential election with the new party called the People's Party. And we need a song, something that we could come together and sing that will bring us together, and we will have homes and not halfway houses. We need some music. We need a beat. We need some of that hip-hop to bring us a song. We need a melody. On this Friday, I will be at the LeBron James room in the Chase Bank building at 15 South Main Street in Akron, Ohio, to have an event for mothers in my entity called No Bad News Network, which has Mothers Lives Matter, Moms Lives Matter. I'm inviting everyone to come to bring up support, the melody and the music for the mothers, the moms. It's from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. And if you have resources, if you're a mom who has something, needs something, if you are a community or civic organization, a politician, a preacher, a imam, a rabbi, whoever you are, let's produce life for mothers in this season. And if you need to reach me, I'm at 216-548-0820. I didn't know it was your birthday, but happy belated birthday. And I love you all. Have a very blessed night.
Thank you so much. That is greatly appreciated. As a matter of fact, since I'm looking at how things go, before I do anything, and I'm looking at that, before I go to the 216-538 number, before I go to the 216-538 number, debuting, or not debuting, but moving up to number 7 was Al Porter Jr.'s birthday party video shoot at Red Lion Tattoo with Down Solid Entertainment, December Rose Cowboy, and Brother Art McCoy, Miss Monica, Khadijah's Creations, in the music video, along with Black Lives Matter Cuyahoga County. You had the Power Women there. You had Queen Number One Danielle Woods in the building. HJS Music, OPN, the People's Councilman, well, we call him the People's Mayor of East Cleveland, Earn Smith. That was number 6. Number 5, moving up, Dontez Taylor. You had the Gospel Revival and Concert. You only have about 4 other things, and I'm going to at least go and see what is happening with that 216-538 number. 216-538. How are you doing out there?
Oh, doing pretty well. You're speaking with Paul's Point, Miss Paul's Point.net and CowboyTheMusicMan.com. I'm going to speak very quickly and get out the way. I like that comment that you said, Queen Number One in the building. So I have a short announcement. I'm going to say that the Almighty answers prayer and the Most High answers sincere prayer. I've been awarded a small space to sell the products of PaulsPoint.net. It's an honor and a privilege, and I'm so very grateful. I said the prayer, and within 3 days, I got a call. So I'm just so grateful. I'm telling you, the grand opening is going to be this Friday. The address.
Grand opening?
Oh, yes, it's a grand opening, and I'm going to let everybody know where it's going to be in East Cleveland, right across from the public library. Yes.
Mm.
And I'm going to do it. I know I'm going to do it Friday, and I may take off till next Wednesday. So just so you all know, text your orders. I can put anything else in the mail, but the address for this Friday will be 14064 Euclid Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44112. So, like I always say, be careful what you pray for. You just might get it. So I know it's a blessing from the Almighty and the Most High.
Yes.
And thank you all so very much for your support. Come on out and show us some love. And I'm honored to say that Cowboy is going to be playing, and I'm so grateful to have him by my side. The Almighty is awesome. Thank you. In his name, I ask and pray. I'm turning it over now.
No problem.
Brother.
What is happening, brother Cowboy?
Oh, man. Yeah, we have a ball, or didn't we?
Yes, indeed. That birthday party was lit. That's all I can say.
We suited up, showed up, and showed out. Yes.
Ooh, and I'm so blessed and thankful.
Blast. Yes,
and for the birthday, for me to have 2 more cowboy hats, maybe I'll be able to keep up with DJ Cowboy, the Backyard Music Man. Oh, forgot. Don't call you no DJ. You're the Backyard Music Man. Sorry. Continue on, brother.
Yeah, so, but I'm going to back my better half up, my number one, my heart and soul, my soulmate. I'm backing up 100%. So whatever she wants, she gets. Guaranteed, most told you.
Mm-hmm.
Which has reached 1,000 views.
Yeah,
and
congratulations on your single of 1K plus views so far. Go ahead.
Yes, But we still got some events that we that's coming up. Far as I know of, I think in August 5th, I'm going to be doing it for the homeless, for the homeless shelter, you know. I'll be rocking that.
Hey.
I'm giving back.
Okay.
I'm giving back. And I'm giving back because God has blessed me. He has blessed me to do what I'm doing at my age. And I am not ashamed to tell my age.
At the homeless shelter, you're going to be doing something giving back. Go ahead, man.
Yes. And this Friday, I'll be doing, I'll be rocking the beat for Miss Paul's point at a, and on her new shop that she's going to be doing at the Superfly. I mean, Superfly Barbershop. Yes, indeed. From 9 to 5, I'll be rocking from 9 in the morning to the 5 p.m. So I would like for everybody to come out and show my baby some love. Give her some play. Hey, the oil you get from her, you ain't gonna get it nowhere because she is a mixologist of oil. And once it's on you, it's on you. It stays with you. It don't blow away with the wind. And hers is uncut. It's all natural oil, incense, shea butter. Hey, and I have an oil in the name of Posse for me because I do have a posse that is right that stands right by my side and got my back. And you guys are my posse. And
I
you
will.
Started that with, and you started that. You started that as a posse. So she made that posse for me. So I have a posse that got my back and that hangs with me and is willing to help me and help us. And with God bless me from being, for having you into our life because we wouldn't be where we are if it wasn't for you, for Silver B and you.
Then I appreciate so much.
For you to be my number one MC. Yes. My number one MC. I wouldn't have it no other way. I wouldn't. Never. I wouldn't have it no other way to have you for my MC. But
thank you. So
anyway,
much.
It's been a blessing that I'm doing what I'm doing at the age of 66. And if I'm 76, I'd still be spinning the wheels.
Gotcha.
I would spin the wheel till my dying days. Until I leave up out of here, because this is my work, and this is my business, and this is what I'm going to do. And we got to cut up, come up with a song, bro. We got to do a cut. We got to do a cut now.
We'll do that. Let's do
that. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Yes. You came out with Warning. Doggone it. We're going to come out with something that's totally different.
Okay. I trust you all that.
All right.
Thank
yes.
you. And yes. I appreciate you both. And we'll catch you at the grand opening and other events. Thank you.
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
Most definitely. Thank you. Thank you, and I thank everybody for listening in, and God bless you all, because CowboyTheMusicMen.com and MissPaulsPoint.net, we love you all. And for that note, have a blissful evening, and have a blissful night.
Amen. Likewise, you all. Ooh-wee. See, as I could say that with the Queen, to be able to say number one, better half and all that good stuff. We have about, like I say, five other things to go. I have a lot of phone callers. We know we get off at 11. We'll have our thoughts in check. And I will say that at the number five spot, like I say, we ended off with Dontez Taylor, the Gospel Revival and concerts last week because it was a lot of things. Number four moving up was DJ Ice, Bone Thugs and Harmonies, DJ. He had a birthday party, free food, free drinks all day and night the past Saturday at Cheers. We only have three other things to go, so with that being said, let's go to that 601 area code with the 513. 601 with the 513. Talk to us.
Yeah, how you doing, Brother Al? Happy birthday. Belated birthday, too.
Appreciate that as we move through all of our callers. What's happening with you, sir?
Oh, not too much. This is your presidential candidate for 2024, Michael D. Landingham.
Okay.
For the ones who have heard of me, hey, what's going on? Cleveland, America? The ones who haven't heard of me, please check out my website, landinghamcase.com. It will give you a full description of what happened in the 2020 election. And, hold on. All right, get y'all speaker. The 2020 election, something about Donald Trump threatening an African-American who's running for president. And please Google Landingham versus Department of Justice. It will show you exactly the big cover-up in American history.
Got you.
But anyway, I just, first of all, I wanted to contact you and wish you a happy birthday. It just kind of last popped up on my Facebook page. But did you enjoy your birthday?
Yes, I did. It was peaceful. It was. At least I feel like on this birthday I was able to get a lot more clarity and things I need to work on for myself. So there you go right now. I appreciate it.
I feel you on that one. On my birthday is on September, the day after fall, 24th. So
okay.
I'll be turning 42, I think, 42. I'll be turning 42. So by the time America decides to vote for me, I'll be 43, about as young as
there you go.
Was at the time.
I just want to say
a few things. I was talking online with some people. At first they didn't believe me, and then all of a sudden now I just got the format of them saying, what happened? Why are your stories not out there? Why is Joe Biden blocking the story?
Right.
So, you know, I have been at this for, since 2018, in the 2018, beginning of 2019 for the 2020 election. And I've done everything I could to get it out there on the news. You know that. Everything I could.
Yeah.
For some odd reason, somebody in the government has been telling them not to run it. Now, that was under Trump, but now Joe Biden's a part of it. And my only sense about what happened, just like I talked to people, they agree with me. They said, Michael, if your story came out during the 2020 election, the people will automatically say, we'll go with him. We'll take a chance with Michael. We don't want Joe Biden. And Joe Biden said, man, I've been in the Senate for 4,500 years. It's my time to be president. I ain't going to let this black man take it. Oh, yeah, he said it. Because remember, he said, you're not black if you don't vote for me. So what am I when I ran against him? Thank you very much. So I thought when Joe Biden got in there, maybe he'll do the right thing. No, he's not going to do the right thing. He's all about himself. He's all about himself. Black people right now are tired of himself. I saw Barack Obama trying to talk good about Joe Biden. You know dang well your vice president is not a dummy. I won't say it. No, he's a dummy. He's a dummy for even talking all cavalier, thinking he's all better than anybody else. I cannot stand him. Period. I mean, he's outside the framework of what we need as a leader in the 21st century here in America. He's in that 20th century thinking. And that 20th century thinking cannot solve our 21st century problems. And now it looks like they decided to keep my story from coming out. They have decided full on blast because they know if it comes out now, they'll be blamed for it. So to America and to everyone else who's listening, oh, Lord have mercy. Our democracy that we thought that we can, you know, trust in and believe in, don't get me wrong, it's there. But you have the gatekeepers. Uh-oh. This is what Ice Cube said earlier. The gatekeepers that are kind of deciding who can be a part of the team or not. And that is undemocratic. That goes against the very nature of our Constitution. And I just believe that they're not going to let the story come out, so I got to force them to make it come out.
That's right.
And the way I'm going to do that is through that lawsuit. When they block me from getting a lawyer, when they block my story to come out on the news, hell, when they block even the internet from sharing the information. You know how much crap people put out there on the internet, and the next day it's like all over the world? Well, almost 5 years has not even left the state almost, or left the country almost, or left a one individual laptop, phone, or personal communication device. It's always been stuck there. It's never been brought banned out. So they're using the same techniques by covering my story up just like they did with the alien story for 50, 60 years. Think about it. But the alien story came out before my story. So all I can say to America and everybody, y'all check out my story at LandingHamCase.com, LandingHam for President 24, the People's Candidates for the People's Justice, the party We the People on Facebook, and LandingHam versus Department of Justice. Just Google all that and see that this is beyond lying. This is beyond making this stuff up. This is real, people. We are in mortal danger without democracy, the way it is, only choosing this or that, the worst of the two. How come we can't reach for something better? And that's why I'm running for president, and hopefully I have your vote. Thank you for your time.
Strong, and I appreciate your message.
Thank you, sir.
And thank you for at least keeping us abreast of the lawsuit. Thank you, brother.
Yes, sir. I'll keep you updated later on.
I already know. Thank you, presidential candidate Michael D. Landingham. It's just like landing a plane and going ham. Appreciate you. And, ooh wee, see, now I've got a long-distance area code. So as I prepare to see who's all on here with me, let's go to that 916 area code with the 825. 916 with the 825. Who am I talking to?
Oh, how you doing, man? This is Big Ol' Meezy. I'm calling in with the homie Big Grip. We just talked about our new single called S-H-Y-T-T-S, Humbles You Through, you know, saying troubles. You know, we just coming on here. I think if you let me see. I don't know what area code he calling from, but I think we want to come on here and talk together about what we talked
right.
about the new single.
And so with that being said, my thing is, right, and as I go through with that 808 with the triple sixes on it, are you there, family?
You know I am. I'm right here.
And so my thing was I had to make sure everybody speaks as they want to. And now tell me about that hot single. Please, somebody tell me about it.
Man, that single was brought through from hard times, man, good times. You know what I'm saying? And that song was brought about because, you know, Barry, you know, devious and thing happened to me. So, you know, the only way I could really express it and stay free was go through my music. You know what I'm saying? And I went on ahead and did the thing, wrote it, and linked up with Big Ol' Meezy. You know what I'm saying? Listened to him and heard his music again, you know what I'm saying? And realizing who he was on top of it. Like, man, I already seen him. I know him, like, but now I know him, you know what I'm saying? And he was like, man, anybody want a feature, get down, collab, holler, man. That's what I did, and sent him a track, and he was like, yeah. And he could tell you everything else with that.
Tell me about it, O'Meezy. Tell me.
Yeah, basically, you know, when the brother Grip hit me, you know, I had lost a few people due to COVID and other issues, and you know, I was going through it, so when he came with the strong hook and the strong verbiage, you know, like the sister said earlier, we need a song for this day and age. We need a song for this time, for the things that we're going through. You know, so I really felt sis when she was, you know, when she was singing and when she was speaking on it. And Brother Grip, when he did the hook and when he was talking about the subject he was talking about, I was going through the same issues, and that's what possessed me and made me, you know, through God, that made me come with my verbiage and what I was saying. So we just came together, you know, and tuned together, and everybody is, you know, everybody's feeling it and everybody is loving it and everybody is understanding, you know, and going through the same thing. So, you know, that's why we on here today, just to speak on it. And maybe if somebody else hear it, maybe they can, it'll help them, just like it helps us
right.
And other people that we rock with.
I believe it will. As a matter of fact, my thing is I know that on a Voice It Radio on a Tuesday, we will be rocking that joint to put it in the rotation. But I love the fact with the acronyms on that particular track, what it stands for and what it means. What was the thought process? Because just the title alone, it makes you think. So talk to me, please.
Man, the thought process of that is everybody goes through shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you know, and through life you go through so much that shit humbles you through time.
Mm-hmm. It does.
So, you know, you be on that high horse, man, and the last thing you know, at least expected thing, you know, boom. And you got to climb back up again, you know what I'm saying? But you got to do it a different way.
And with that being said, tell me about some of the other reactions, because from what I'm engaging and right down on the North Coast, it's looking like down south, parts of the West Coast, East Coast, and everybody knows the web is international. So
right.
To me, your single is catching a lot of people's attention. So talk to me about how you feel. Is this happening the way you expected it to? Did you expect it to be maybe a little bit faster, a little bit slower? Tell me about how you all are feeling about your track.
Oh, man, honestly, man, we just create music for the fans, man, and just hoping that they love it, man. You know what I'm saying? As long as the music is real and, you know what I'm saying, they catching the feel. And like Big Ol' Measy said, it's helping them or motivating them, man. Then we know we winning. You know what I'm saying? And to know that it's hitting the airways like that and people listening, man, yeah, it feels good. It feels great. I ain't going to lie.
Yeah, we've been doing a lot of interviews, and it's been really nothing but positive feedback. Me and Brother Grip came together in Sacramento, you know, did the impromptu performance. You know, we working on a video, we working on some shows, some upcoming shows in different cities like that. So, you know, music is good. Good music is timeless, and good music with a message is timeless, especially with a positive message. You know, if you look at the BET Awards. Last night it seemed like they was trying to get away from a lot of negative messages,
right.
Even though, you know, it's really hard, but you know, it was a lot of OGs on there, a lot of OGs that's been giving game a whole bunch of years, and not a lot of, you know, the younger cats that just, you know, want to bust heads. You know, it's a lot, you know,
right.
Busting head music is popular right now, but if you know, it's some positive music, and people are always saying we need new music to have more of a positive
right.
message. So, seemed like we was ahead of the game on that one, and we,
yes.
You know, like I said, we put our best foot forward, and we did our thug-thism jig, and we're going to keep rocking and keep putting out positive music. They said for the first time in a long time, there hasn't been number one music as far as hip-hop out there,
right.
and I think that has a lot to do with the messages that's been put out there. You know, people just getting sick of it. So, sometimes it's certain people that be ahead of the game, you know, and I think we was ahead of the game on this one, and I think that if they ain't on it, they gonna catch up to it at some point in the show.
All aboard the great communication.
You did.
Well, yes, I do. Well, with that being said, before you all go, please let us know where we can find the song and how we can follow, join in, promote, and be a part of y'all's movement.
Man, appreciate that. It's Grip the Body Rocker. That's GRIPDABODYROCKA.
Mm-hmm.
And that is You might as well say shite. I don't want to cuss,
right.
But it's
S-H-Y-T-T,
featuring Big O' Meezy. You hear?
And my Instagram is
on everywhere.
Yeah, my Instagram is at BIGOMEEZY. You know, that's concurrent on Twitter and all the other stuff out there, all the different social medias. Be on the lookout for that video soon.
Okay.
And just follow us and just stay tuned on you know, our next venture, our next adventure. How about that?
There you go. Because we just beginning.
Hello.
All right. I love the message. Thank you both for calling in. And I'm going to look forward to see how everything progresses. I'm putting this in the universe. I'm looking forward to catching you all in concert.
Thank you, brother.
Hey, Sheriff.
Yes, sir.
Happy Soul Day.
Happy Soul Day. Happy birthday, brother.
Man, I appreciate that. And, hey, I'm going to use that one, too. Happy Soul Day. Let's do it. Thank you both.
Yeah. You know.
Okay. Much love to everybody that called in today. Much love to everybody listening.
Yeah, for real.
No, and I appreciate you all. Ooh-wee, this is so phenomenal that what I'm going to do, we only have two phone callers, and I know we will be getting out of here on time the way it's supposed to be, and I'll give you the top three at the end. Everybody should have their thoughts together, 216-288. You're the second to last caller, 216-288. Who am I talking to out there? 216-288. Going once. 216-288. Going twice. Ooh-wee. You just called to listen. Thank you for not hanging up on me. We got our last phone caller in the building. 216-773. 773 with the 216. Who are you this evening?
Hey there, Mr. Porter. This is Dolores Gray. Carl Stokely,
Christian
at Brick House Wellness.
Ooh-wee. You know, by you say, hey, thank you so much. As a matter of fact, while you're on the line, the top three, moving up to number three, the Jim Brown tribute that was last Saturday at A.J. Rickoff. Number two, moving up, was the Tri-C Jazz Fest weekend, because it was a weekend-long event where we'll say thousands of people were impacted. Moving up to number one, if they were to go to Facebook and see Women's March Cleveland's A Year Without Roe Rally and March for Women, which featured representation for the mayor's office, Chris Ronan, county executive, David Brock, who was the chair of the Democratic Party in the county, Nina Turner, State Senator Mickey Antonio, and on the phone right now, one of the speakers who was there by the name of, if I'm not mistaken, the Carl Stokes Brigade and all that good stuff. With that being said, go ahead and say what's on your mind. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm, you know, just out here trying to make a difference and, you know, making sure people are voting and making sure people understand what's going on in their community. You know, we have the march that happened, you know, that's regarding the Roe v. Wade, making sure that get on the ballot. And
right.
there were a couple of ballot initiatives that were out there. Brock got, I think he said 24,000 votes,
yes,
you know,
yes.
Petition signed. And also on top of that, Protect Choice Ohio was out there as well, getting the numbers up. And we also, you know, we have PB Cleveland, which I'm on the steering committee for that in regards to the public budget regarding the funds that Clevelanders need to know about and need to be able to utilize for projects that they want in their neighborhood, which I think is a great, you know, thing that we, you know, that we are doing. And so hopefully we'll get that on the ballot for November 23rd. And just really all the way around, just trying to make sure people understand what issue one is in regards to voting no on that on August 8th. polls open right on July the 11th for early voting, and I'll be out there, initiating more things regarding that, working with the Democratic Party as well as my organizations that I belong to, and we just gotta, democracy, is very important no matter what affiliation you are, whether you're Democrat, Republican, or Independent. Democracy is very, very important, especially for people of color and others who have been marginalized in the voting process and in our Constitution. So it is so important that we get out there. I have several things that are coming up. It's like I'll be putting some dates out there. I have some things that will be happening on July the 15th. I'll be with the RIB, with Kimberly F. Brown, with the RIB Fest, helping Mayor Blackwell. I'm also out there helping Mr. Dow do his thing to become judge. And I'm also still dealing with my wellness piece, because wellness is very important for our community. Everybody thinks that, some people think that wellness is just the physical part, but it's so much more entailed in it. So I'll be doing a piece on wellness in August, and, having a lot of people come out to speak and get some things started. I'm making it a little bigger than what we did the first time when you guys modeled for me. It'll be much more, details in regards to the social change that we need to, and things that we need to address regarding our community. So I'm really looking forward to all of that, and also working with others to, about democracy. That's what it's about. And then on top of that, I'm still doing Zoom. So
there you go. And congratulations,
and my son is still doing well. I'm happy about that too. That's fun.
It is. That song, Zumba Time, I never expected a theme song for Zumba. So you all really knocked it out the ballpark. Joseph Motley Jr.
Yes, he is the bomb.com. That brother knows what he's doing. I really love his work, and kudos to everything he put his hands on.
Oh, man. I thank you so much for calling in today, setting the example that you have been doing. May you definitely stay up. Before we leave up out of here, I was getting ready to ask if there's any contact information or anything. Go right ahead.
Well, if anyone wants to contact me about some events that I'm doing, if they want to be vendors or speakers, they can also, they can just reach me on Facebook under Dolores Gray Inboxing, to inbox me. But I also want to give a shout-out to Monica Pulse Point, along with Cowboy, DJ Cowboy. I saw them at Juneteenth, and my friend bought me some of that cologne, and I'm thinking, when I heard you talk about posse, I guess my friend said I'm part of his posse, but I was like, he bought that for me. And Monica said it was unisex, so I just want to make sure. But I'm really am proud of Monica. She works hard, and she has, some great-smelling oils. I love her stuff. And just want to give a shout-out to her and congratulations to all that she's doing.
Oh, man, and thank you for saying that. They have the grand opening coming up. Plus, I was able to get them in an upcoming music video. We'll look for that within 2 weeks. The reason I say 2 weeks is because a supergroup song that I'm working with will be out shortly this week, but I want to say thank you because they stay so involved in the community like yourself. So thank you again for making that statement, and we look forward to joining you on the front line.
Okay, well, thank you so much. Have a great boring day.
You're more than welcome. Yes, indeed. Appreciate it. No problem. See, I'm enjoying this. And in the last few minutes that we have left, what I'm going to do is just humbly thank everyone who decided to tune in because they didn't have to, and that's the truth. I want to at least say, for those who might have missed the news story from 19 News for Juneteenth, it was so many people down there, including the last phone caller who came through. We talked about all the people from last week who was at the activist rally at the Juvenile Justice Center. Jim Nelson, who prior to us going to that event from 19 News last week, he had won an Emmy for his newscast reports. And he talked about a group of Cleveland-based activists rallied outside the Cuyahoga County Juvenile Justice Center in support of the youth inside the facility. And a lot of the young people who leave here are just as troubled, sometimes even more than when they go through those doors, said Al Porter of Black on Black Crime Incorporated. Porter helped organize the event, but several people spoke about a variety of concerns. Prior issues at the facility have been well documented. As 19 investigates, looked into complaints last year when brutal beatings, insufficient access to bathrooms, and missed schooling were identified as potential problems inside the building. Low staffing levels were cited by concerned citizens. County representatives said at the time that hiring more workers was part of an ongoing priority. So why didn't it happen? But that's me adding more to the story than that should be. Anyway, some Cleveland City Council members, upon hearing of the community's concerns, toured the facility. There's a saying that a youth who doesn't feel acknowledged by the village will burn down the village to feel some kind of connection. We're just here to keep that from happening, said Robert Whipple, a mental health and youth development advocate with the Democratic Society of Ward 7 and the True Leader Movement. Whipple spoke about addressing underlying issues facing kids and teens that lead to disruptive behavior, suggesting more resources are needed to help kids struggling with their mental health. He did also tell 19 News that early interactions with the justice system can impact lives. He said, working with a local development agency that does recruiting and giving second chances to youth who have high contact with the juvenile justice system, through that, the anxiety, the amount of stress that it puts on families. You know, my thing is this. I appreciated those who showed up. I got a chance to at least deal with that particular news story by just having my behind there, period. Before I leave out, let's put this out here. Celebrating my life, Curtis Lee James Witcher. Sunrise, February 1st, 2020. Sunset, June 14th, 2023. Celebration of life, July 1st, 2023, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. House of Peace Funeral Home, 4105 East 71st Street, Cleveland, Ohio. Brother Art McCoy. Definitely wanted to make sure people were abreast of that entire situation. Also to let people know that Sunday, July 2nd at 5 p.m., Family Dollar, Church Square Plaza, 7965 Euclid Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44103. They said that is the tribute vigil, City of Cleveland tribute vigil on that Sunday. Saturday, July 2nd at 1 p.m. till 5 p.m., Chef Caroline Exotic Cuisine, that is the BWE Future Kids Ceremony Repass. That's Saturday, July 2nd, 1 p.m. till 5 p.m. at Chef Caroline Exotic Cuisine, 12703 Lorraine Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44111. And the Unity Dinner will be Friday, June the 30th, and that's 5 to 8 p.m. at the BWE Entertainment Headquarters, 3143 West 84th Street, Cleveland, Ohio, 44102. Please keep that family in prayer. Definitely reach out. Drop off things for repast items, even community dinner, what have you. Just a major tragedy that happened in the area and community. With my 5 minutes that is left on air, let me at least take the time, make sure that we do one thing and one thing only. I have a way of sometimes, maybe not all the time, getting things out here or messages. I haven't heard this in a long time. Keep praying. Black Odyssey. Yeah, we'll do it.
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bowed.
New day, new rhyme to say. To my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray. Trying to find ways, pop the gate. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God, keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the All Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why bother? Ain't no love in this city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme. Until the law, I'm just another dumb one. But through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying. And I'm gonna keep saying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, I'm gonna keep praying.
They say I'm too serious, I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is strife. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door. Traded hoop dreams for hood dreams. On a daily basis, Lil Chris 19 facing two murder cases. With a baby on the way, waiting with the judge gon' say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
Moment of silence.
Yeah, said the plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, and I'm gonna keep saying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, and we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, so keep praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, keep praying, cause we praying, keep praying, and keep praying, no matter what, love you.
And as we leave out, I just want to thank you all very much. You all kept me company. I watched the BET Awards last night. It was so great that the tribute that they had for hip-hop, international, even seeing Busta Rhymes receive a lifetime achievement, seeing performances from some of the legends, even some of the messages that went out, it was excellent. My thing is, I appreciate you all. As I leave up out of here, I would like to just say that sometimes you never know what life is going to bring. You don't. My thing is, I couldn't say that I respected my mom's legacy if I didn't support the groups and what she did. So when I support Black on Black Crime Incorporated, I used to be the president. 7 years. That's a nice little number. With that being said, I've done completion. It's complete for me. That means that I respect the leadership now as president, just like my mom always respected it. Doesn't mean anybody's perfect, but it means that you respect things and realize everybody has a point of view. There are people that I might not have gotten along with the very best, but I can look out for them in their time of need because creators blessed me to be able to. I appreciate you all. Stay blessed. And then again, if somebody takes your kindness for weakness and does you in a time or two, you don't have to really do the same things again. You can be cordial, but there you go. We never forget. So I appreciate you. Stay blessed. Peace.